From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to let the Bible speak.
Thank you for joining with me once again around God's Word. Those who listened in last week know that we have begun a study of the early part of Paul's epistle to the churches in Galatia, an area in the center of modern Turkey. Our study centers upon Paul's efforts to recover the churches in Galatia from the deceptions of the devil, who has sought to corrupt the churches by introducing a counterfeit gospel. Thus the devil sought to deceive the Christians and turn them away from the Lord and the simple truths of the gospel. It's a very serious matter to tamper with God's word. To add to the gospel or to deny any doctrine of it will bring God's judgment upon those guilty of such wickedness. Hear what Paul said to the Galatians as he sought to make them aware of the awfulness of that which was taking place amongst them. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8. Not even an apostle or an angel from heaven have the right to alter God's word. To do so will bring upon them the wrath of God. As we said in our first broadcast, Paul's method of combating this attack of the devil was to reiterate the truth of the gospel. This he does early in the very first chapter of the epistle. In verse 3 and 4 we find these words, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God our Father." This is the gospel in a nutshell, and it is also our text for the series of studies we are engaged in. A series which I have entitled, Paul Countering the Counterfeiters. Paul is expounding again those grand gospel truths that the churches would be recovered from their departure from the truth. The gospel is God's medicine that cures all ills of the soul. Today we come to the second phrase of our text. It reads, that he might deliver them from this present evil world. I recall hearing a strange warning in the news some time ago. It stated, leprosy was thought to have died out in the United Kingdom in medieval times, but recent discoveries have confirmed that red squirrels carry the disease. That old disease is still around today. The old moral evils of yesterday are likewise active still amongst mankind. When it comes to man's depravity, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9. We see the re-emergence of corruptions that date back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, to the days of ancient Greece and Rome, as the decline of gospel preaching and Bible morality within the nation releases once more these ancient immoralities, which in the past were greatly curtailed under the preaching and practicing of God's word. An example of the curtailing of sin under the gospel may be found in Paul's first epistle to the Corinthian church. He says this, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says this, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the verses 9 to 11. Here we have the moral healing power of the gospel and its ability to drive back darkness and bring a society under the power of heaven's light. Notice then, in that phrase that we're looking at today, which is that he might deliver us from this present evil world, notice that there is a need for the gospel preacher to emphasize the wickedness of the world. That is what Paul does in this verse. And sadly, it's not what a lot of preachers do. The devil is ever so good at whitewashing sin. He relabels it and redefines it to make it acceptable. He thus fooled Eve. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Genesis 3:6. The devil whitewashed wrongdoing, and persuaded Eve that what God had commanded could be rejected. In these words of our text, the Lord Jesus calls the world evil, meaning degenerate, malicious, hurtful. Men believe that this age has advanced from the evil days of former times. That's wrong. The world grows worse. Life has become exceedingly cheap, as is evident in virtually every news bulletin of each day of our life. The Word of God says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 13. We need to distance ourselves from sin more than ever did our fathers, because sin grows worse. Notice again that this world is in darkness. It's an evil world. Paul says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Whatever technological advances have been made, there has been a very great decline in the moral values of the world. The whole world lieth in wickedness, said the Apostle John. 1 John chapter 5:19. The image in this verse is of the world lying contented in the arms of the devil, as a baby lies contented in the arms of its mother. The morality that is accepted today would, only a few years ago, have brought condemnation and utter public disapproval. But today we find our Parliament changing the old laws based upon God's Word and replacing them with scandalously liberal and God-defying laws. The sacred union of marriage has almost been utterly abandoned. Living in sin, as it was once called, is now an accepted norm. Men and women change their partners, and that without the least shame or loss of face, as a woman may change her hairstyle or a man his socks. Again, notice that darkness is the haven and breeding ground of wickedness. Job chapter 24, the verses 14 to 17 read, the murderer, rising with the light, killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses, which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. That's an apt description of the activities of mankind in the hours of darkness. Every Christian once walked in spiritual darkness before their conversion. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. Let me read to you another few verses, because I am anxious for you to understand that In this broadcast, we're not putting forward our ideas or our notions, but it's the Word of God we want to present to our listeners. This is Ephesians chapter 2, the verse 1, where Paul is talking to the Christians in that church. And you hath he quickened, that means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation or lifestyle in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he has loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So the Lord has taken the Christian out of darkness, but the devil would bring us back again if he could. There is nothing but evil in this world. Yes, what I say is true. Again, listen to the words of the Apostle John. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Remembering this truth thus uttered by John, will aid us in keeping ourselves clean. That's the essence of true religion. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1, verse 27. Worldliness is most unbecoming in a child of God. The heart of true religion, then, is to remain unspotted from the world. Just in closing, please note with me that sinful man loves that darkness that is in the world. The Saviour said, John chapter 3, verse 19, men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. This explains man's rejection of Christ, the light of the world. When we move away from Christ, as did the Galatians, it is an evidence of the working of darkness in our hearts, drawing us away from the Saviour. As we will continue our study of Paul's efforts to recover the churches in Galatia from their turning away from the Lord and the simple truths of the gospel, we will come next week, in the will of the Lord, to the next phrase of our text, which speaks of Christ's death at Calvary. Do join us then, around God's Word. Goodbye, and thank you for listening today. The Lord bless you and keep you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. and the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.